Good masturbator morning. So we are going to talk about the bait house fantasy. It's like straight up every fucking baiter I know wants to fucking live in a bait house. And if you don't know what a bait house is, it's just a house, multiple rooms, sometimes two stories, filled with masturbators. Like masturbators just living all together in peace. That's the summary of the fantasy. And you know, most of the time, like when you masturbate to the bait house fantasy, it's just talking about the logistics of like living in a bait house, right? Like which of the baiters are going to go to work? Which of the baiters are paying rent? Are all the baiters paying rent? Or is there like a head masturbator who's paying the rent of all these masturbators and just encouraging them to just be like just puddles of fucking porn addiction, you know? And then also you've got people fantasizing about just the smell of the bait house. Like I know a few people want to like have a bunch of jock baiters live together and they just like squeeze out all the sweat and put it into a humidifier and just let that stink up the entire house. Or you got people who are like, oh, we're gonna take the shower apart. You've got like people with different kinks that want to live together that are just baiters, and you got just people that are just straight up masturbators. And then a lot of the fantasy comes from this issue of privacy. Whenever you're living in a non-bait space, whenever you're living with roommates, you always have to hide your masturbation, you know? So a lot of the fantasies that I've had with the bait house have been just masturbating in a public space, like in the living room or in the kitchen or just like whichever room, just masturbating and have someone just like walk in and just see that I'm masturbating and me just continuing and just like not being interrupted by someone's presence, not being interrupted by someone walking in or walking out. But also you have some masturbators that want an extremely private space. They don't want the neighbors to know, but they'll board up all the windows and they'll just make it look really like no one lives there. And like, it'll just be a bunch of like masturbators just living together and coexisting. Then you've also got just a rise in people having to have roommates just for economic means, like just to get by and everything. And just imagining having a roommate who's like, I'm also looking for a bait house that I want to live in. And then another person also saying, great, my ideal roommate is a baiter, and that being like their deal breaker. And just imagining like someone putting out a Craigslist ad and just being like, I only want masturbators living here. And it's just that fantasy of just like masturbation not only being acceptable in a living space, but desirable in a roommate. Just pure masturbation, taking a house, taking a home for someone, right? And then just turning it into just an entire sex dungeon for solo sexuals. Like, I don't know about you, but that turns me the fuck on. And it all stems from being interrupted for multiple bait sessions, for having your entire sexuality be interrupted over and over again as you grow up, as you move and live with other people. And like, it's just fun to just fantasize about it, you know, just living in a house with like just a bunch of masturbators, just circle jerks every night, circle jerks following holidays, for Christmas, for whatever holiday you want to celebrate. It's like that comfort of knowing that masturbation is just a part of everyone's life in your social group, in your friend group, and that you can leave like porn on the big screen and that you can just like have a guy twerking on your phone and you'll just look at it and jerk off to it and you can just walk away and then come back to it without being yelled at or without being scolded. And the fun part about fantasizing about living in a bait house is you don't have to deal with all the drama, you don't have to deal with all of the inner workings, the politics and all that. You can just like just think about it, you know, like your ideal bait situation, just no drama, all peace, no fighting, no pressure to have sex, no pressure to like behave in a way that you normally wouldn't. You can just act how you would when no one's around, but around other people. And you know, a lot of people get off on the contradiction of a bait house. You know, you are doing something that's normally done alone, but with other people. You're essentially living in a family space, but with a bunch of other masturbators. You're living in the white picket fence fantasy, but it's so fucking kinky. And there's just like the ability to just set house rules that are just so fucking like twisted and so fucking like nasty. Like for example, like requiring people to be naked can just be one of the ground rules, but also like wherever you come, wherever you spray needs to stay. You can have like pauper stations. You have like punishments. For example, if you like spray like air freshener, or if you open up a window and then you have to like edge a bunch of times, or there's like a kinky punishment, or you can have like just all the bait house people like stripped of their identity, stripped of their name. And then everyone has to draw out like a name from a jar, like penis or fag or like idiot. And they just write it on their head, like, or like no doors, no privacy, open toilets, open piss containers, like dried cum on the wall. You can suck like toes, you can suck like feet, you can suck dicks. And for like jock baiters, they have like this rule where they want everyone to work out, but like no baiting in the gym. They have people wanting like people to be on cum enhancements, people to take Viagra, people to have like central heating, and like people to like masturbate in the sunlight just to avoid like seasonal depression or like anything like that. And this has just been like, that's just a small list. Like this fantasy, like I've talked to every baiter and they have this. There's like a legit push to like have bait houses across the country, and they do exist. And that's the most wild part, is like bait houses do exist in real life, and there's a legitimate effort that people make to make it happen, just because it's that deep of a fantasy that people are trying to make a reality. And you know, in a few fantasies, they do inject a lot of reality. They do put a lot of reality into like designing a bait house, like putting the floor plan, just saying like whether or not someone can live there, whether it's just a place designed for masturbation, or is it like a co-op, is it like cohabitation and stuff. So it's really interesting, like the fact that people are really invested in this fantasy of just like turning an entire house into their sex object. You know, some people want to like purchase an entire house and then just gut the whole thing, remodel it, and turn it into just like a bait fucking utopia and some shit. Like, I live alone and I still fantasize about having a bait house with other baiters, because it both fulfills this desire for having a space, like I have a space right now, and also fulfilling the need for a community, for people to come towards you and say, I want to masturbate, and just further validate your lifestyle and want to live in union with other people. And like some people want that loss of identity in a bait house, where you live in a place and you just edge all the time, and you just become a masturbator, you just become a penis, and you know, like they want to learn why everyone was trying to stop them from masturbating like the hard way. And the reason why there's so much variation in like fantasies is it's because it's just a combination of solo sexuality, interior design, and feng shui. You're like just creating a space that's just so inhabitable for a masturbator to live in. And I think that's what the basis of it is. It's that you're actively creating a world that anyone can imagine. You're creating a very simple fantasy, but you're adding so many fucking nasty details that your penis wants you to think of. You're adding every single experience that you had, and then you're putting it into a house. You're creating like a mind palace just for your penis. So when a masturbator says, for example, like, I'm going to remove all the toilets in a bathroom and replace them with urinals, that just sticks with you, because you live in your own house, you live in your own space, and then you see a bathroom and you're just like, damn, imagine having all urinals here. And just like, it sticks with you because it's just familiar while also being kink. And you know, like if you want to discuss more about it, if you want to talk more about it, there's a bait house group on Bait World, there's Bait House Fantasies on Twitter, there's Bait House Stories. You know, there's a lot of places for you to fantasize about this, or you can just fantasize about it in your head and just keep it all to yourself and just have your own little bait paradise in your head. You know, like it's a very hot fantasy. You know, I had to not masturbate while doing this because I could not get out a word. It's a really intense fantasy. So I'll put the link to the Bait House group below in the description. Check it out. I highly recommend it. It's great bait fuel. But I think that's all I have to say about that for now. So if you want to talk more about it, definitely drop it in the comments or message me about it. Like, a lot of fucking masturbators love the idea of a bait house, and so do I.